They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Donkey of the day for Tuesday, September 15th goes to a Utah woman named Shauna Kinville and Betty Jake. Two Utah women, by the way. Shauna and Betty are the type of people that Donkey of the Day was created for. This segment is strictly to give people the credit they deserve for being stupid. And Shauna Kinville is really dumb. Like, so, so, so dumb. Like, Antoine Dotson needs to be calling them dumb, dumb.
So
see, Shauna was speaking at an anti-mask rally. I would never understand people who don't want to wear a mask during this pandemic. If you know COVID-19 is out there, if you are upset that that goddamn coronavirus has completely ruined your year, you lost your job, your money is funny, you don't know what to do with your kids in regards to schooling, virtual learning is driving you crazy, and you want to get back to some sense of normalcy as soon as possible, wear a damn mask. Like, I don't understand what y'all fighting against. What's all the fuss about? This is exactly why we need Thanos to pull up on the wheel and humble some of you American earthlings, because y'all are the most selfish, self-centered, arrogant, egotistical, narcissistic bastards I have ever encountered in my life. Okay, if you are choosing not to wear a mask, not only do you not care about other people, you don't even care about yourself. Okay, a mask is just what if insurance. Doesn't matter if you think COVID is a hoax. What if it's not? I don't expect to get in car accidents every day, but I have life insurance because what if I do? In life, you should what if everything. Always err on the side of caution. It costs you nothing to protect yourself. Wear a mask when you out and about. Okay, some of y'all are very cosmetically challenged anyway, so a mask helps. When you out in public, put your mask on so you only look medium ugly for the day. Okay, mask fish some people. That's not enticing enough for you? Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you then. I've heard a million great reasons to wear a mask. One, and the most important, is it helps to stop the spread of coronavirus. Duh. But I haven't heard one good reason, not one, to not wear a mask, okay? But just for laughs, let's go to KTVX ABC4 to listen to Shauna Kinville and Betty Jake speak on why they are anti-mask.
Now, hundreds have gathered here in front of the Washington County Administration Building calling for the end of a mask mandate, saying they are tired of not living their normal lives. A passionate call for action Friday morning in St. George. Several police officers on standby as many locals called concerns about coronavirus spikes overblown. Some rally attendees say they shouldn't ever wear masks if they have any medical issues or mental health concerns, or if they feel they simply can't breathe.
When George Floyd was saying, "I can't breathe," and then he died, and now we're wearing a mask, and we say, "I can't breathe," but we're being forced to wear it anyways.
I'll tell you another reason I hate masks. Most child molesters love them.
If you ever needed a pure definition of a false equivalency, comparing not being able to breathe in a mask to George Floyd not being able to breathe because he was being murdered by a police officer named Derek Chauvin, Shauna just gave it to you, okay? The masks are meant to protect you from getting the virus and protect others from you potentially spreading the virus. Okay, you wear it in public, all right? You get in your car, you take it off. You get home, you take it off. George Floyd didn't have the option of taking Derek Chauvin's knee off his neck. Like, that was never an option. In fact, wearing a mask in public is our opportunity as civilians to protect and serve one another, something Derek Chauvin and all the officers involved in the murder of George Floyd failed to do. Can we hear Shauna and Betty again?
When George Floyd was saying, "I can't breathe," and then he died, and now we're wearing a mask, and we say, "I can't breathe," but we're being forced to wear it anyways.
I'll tell you another reason I hate masks. Most child molesters love them.
Betty Jake said all the child molesters wear a mask. Do you feel like that when you are at your Klan rallies? Do you think the KKK stands for kids, kids, kids? By your logic, yes, it does. And if you apply that same energy to the KKK, that all of them who wear masks are child molesters, I might agree with you. But when it comes to folks just trying to protect themselves from coronavirus, no. Okay? I'm not offended by Shauna and Betty. Okay? I'm not appalled by Shauna and Betty. I'm not disgusted by Shauna and Betty. I'm just American. And I accept it. I understand it. This is the country that we live in. Some of us care. Some of us don't. It's really just that simple. Some of us have empathy. Some of us don't. Okay. Empathy is seeing with the eyes of another. listening with the ears of another and feeling with the heart of another, which is something Americans like Shauna and Betty just simply can't do. Okay? We listen to Shauna and Betty and wonder why they sound dumb. Well, it's because the highest form of knowledge is empathy. When you don't have it, you sound like a complete donkey. Please let Chelsea Handler give Shauna and Betty the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Shauna Kenville and Betty Jacob.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to play a game of guess what race it is, but it was just be pointless, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
completely obvious what race they are.
Yeah, pretty much.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.